Hello, guys. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
How are we?
Hello.
Good. A late one today.
I know.
Five past one.
Can you believe it?
What?
Time of recording.
So, Jade, I did promise you a big reveal in today's podcast opener.
Oh, yeah.
After
I forgot
our
about
show.
This.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great.
I forgot. This is cool. I'm excited again.
So, later on in the podcast, you'll see that you'll hear that Jade is actually selling one of her old bikes because she's purchased a new one. She's selling it for $60 on Marketplace. We put the call out today and we received a call from a man offering $400 for this crappy old bike that Jade paid $20 for.
Okay.
This is what happened on the radio show today. Wow, I can't believe this. So Jade was just chatting about selling her old bike on Marketplace. Now, you're asking for $60 for this bike. You've purchased a new one.
That's sort of the starting bid, yeah? So if you want to go up from there, we're happy with that. We'll take whatever offers are out there.
Well, apparently, we've had a listener call up, Jackson, that's made an offer.
Yeah, Philip, he's on line 10.
Okay. $400, Jade.
Surely not.
$400. You can't charge that much.
You're kidding me.
Good morning, Philip. How are you today?
Stitch up.
You can't make that up, you said, Crevo.
Yeah.
You did, but didn't you?
Hey, Jade, it was me. I'm sorry.
What do you mean? Oh, so you faked it.
I called 13109 on my phone. And I hung up right as we picked up the phone.
Cheeky, cheeky, cheeky.
I really took you on a journey. I'm sorry, but I just couldn't help myself.
Aww.
You were pretending to jerk off a wrapping paper cylinder and you got...
I did, actually.
You got hand sanitizer in my eye. You're pretending that it was something else that comes out of it.
Oh, my God. That cylinder is so big.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's
it's all
big
dried
to me.
Up now, just like the real stuff.
Jade had almost spent the $400 before we even spoke to
I know.
Philip.
She was so fantasizing about it in her mind. Ready to go.
No, to be honest, I felt like I was being put into a really uncomfortable position because I'd look greedy if I kept that $400. So I had to give it to charity.
Oh, bullshit. You're saying that now.
No.
In reality, let's be real here. You said, look, maybe I should just say no. With some prodding, gentle prodding from Crevo.
I was like, take the money. Like, when are you going to get $400? Hard to get. Like, if you can get the cash, you get it.
Jade, you know, went through her internal dialogue and she comes out the other end. Look, I do need the money. So you were willing to sell a $20 bike that you got from Marketplace for $400.
Yeah, but like you said, it's a celebrity bike.
Oh, my God. You're fucked, mate. Wow.
Look, you know what? Crevo always brings up a good point. If someone's willing to pay... Who am I to not accept it?
Can you take that long stick out of your hand? It's very dangerous.
I'm sorry. Is it giving you impure thoughts?
you jacking off a cardboard cylinder. Yeah. Gotta go, guys. Sorry.
Let's go.
All right, guys.
Yeah,
enjoy the day.
It's late.
We'll catch you tomorrow.
The rest of the podcast is this chaotic.
It is.
Enjoy the show.
Bye.
This is awesome.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here now band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
It just did very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
People can't control what's happening in their own dream.
I had a weird one last night. It involved Crevo and Emmy.
Oh,
everyone's just assuming what it was about. Yeah.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go.
Hello, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are we? Hello, Hamish. How are you today?
Oh, very well, guys.
Very
How
good.
Are you?
Very good, thank you. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, guys.
What?
I've just got to get this away at the top. I don't think I can actually hold this story in. I went to a local pub last night, and they had a whole heap of things going on. They had poetry night, a singles night. There was this table, right? Like, a few tables. They obviously booked them out. And
They're all like wearing those emo outfits, like the big platform heels and the mesh. And I thought, oh, look, there was a man wearing a blouse from Suzanne. I was like, look, this is all a bit much, really. Anyway, there's a girl walking around with a tail hanging out of her skirt.
Get out.
Like from the back.
And little like cat ears, like little ears. Wow. Yeah, like just hanging out. Anyway, I was with the girl we work with here, Lizzie, and she goes, you know what that is, right? The tail. And I'm like,
a tail?
A tail.
It's just some people will wear things just like a tail.
A fashion accessory.
So if there's kids in the car, just watch out for a second. Stuck up her backside.
Oh, dear.
Just walking around the pub. There's families having dinner. Look, who cares what you're into, right? Mm-hmm. You're into what you're into. But who's walking around a pub with a foxtail stuck up their ass?
Well, some people, obviously.
Bit much.
So what's it called again?
They're called a furry.
A furry.
Anyway, I've done some investigating. apparently, it's a whole thing. It's like this weird subculture. People that are, you know, like to dress up as animals and...
What a fascinating evening you had.
I really did. I thought, wow, this is a story made for radio,
yeah,
this
begs
one.
Begs further investigation, this one.
You know what? I would have loved to have known how they picked you up at the bar. Like, do they just go, meow? And, you know what I mean? Like,
they start rubbing their heads against you, yeah, your arm. It's like, this is just weird.
Like, imagine picked up by someone like that at a bar.
Because, you know, when I, like, you just hear that, and you, all I can think of is that weird song, What Does the Fox Say?
Yes.
Yes. It brings a whole new meaning to that. And I had no idea about.
Here's a family having dinner, right? Like two kids and a couple of parents.
The dad's got a light beer so he can drive home.
They didn't know what hit them, let me tell you. What an entertaining evening. I loved it.
Fantastic.
Do you know what I love about it, though?
What?
Great for a venue in COVID. To think of, you know, think outside the box.
Yeah, how can we get a heap of people in here safely distanced and still make some money keep paying all our staff?
Singles night, poetry night, and then there's a private party going on with animals. Fantastic.
step through the looking glass there. Poetry night. I mean, that's something to talk about as well, too.
I love it. Thank you.
Guys,
I'm done. I'm going home.
Versus lasses right now. The lads are on 4 gold stars. The lasses were trailing behind on 2. There's a $50 Mama P's Whole Food Cafe voucher to play for.
Delicious.
But basically, you want to win this for your sex. So on 13:10:09, ladies, come on. We've got to get one up this week.
All right, the lines are open.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
Yay, this is our Battle of the Sexes game, kicking off for 2021. The lads are on 4 gold stars, the lasses are on 2. So we've got a little way to go yet, girls, but to play, to win this morning is a $50 Mama P's Whole Food voucher.
I love free food vouchers. Aren't they just the greatest?
Definitely.
Especially at a cafe.
$50.
That's a lot of coffee.
Get in there.
All right, let's go to Nicole. She believes in UFOs/aliens. Clearly going to be best friends with you, Crevo.
Yeah.
Newcastle is her favorite place in the world, and her favorite movie is Karate Kid. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, going well, thank you. Are you getting into Cobra Kai on Netflix?
Yes, I only just got into it through the little time off over Christmas. I was sure to play yesterday.
You would have smashed it.
Yeah.
Let's do it, Nicole. Hopefully we can win you these vouchers. Question number one, which famous celebrity is known for creating the line of sneakers called Yeezys? Very expensive.
Mm.
Kim Kardashian.
No.
Close.
Yeah. Kanye West.
Ah.
Question number two. Which is more flammable, petrol or diesel?
Diesel.
Sorry.
No, it's petrol. Alright, look, it's okay. You're still in this. Yeah. Question number three. What is a biscuit joiner used for?
A biscuit joiner?
Yeah. A biscuit joiner. What is it used for? Oh, no. No good.
That's okay.
Joining two pieces of wood together.
Stay there because you never know. The lads might get 0-2 and we go to a coin toss.
That's right.
It has
That's
happened.
Right. All right. It's time to meet Steve. He's got a baby on the way, and skydiving is on his bucket list.
Hey, Steve.
How are you? Yeah, doing good. How's Rutherford this morning?
It's good. Yeah, nice and clear. And
I know, Steve. Steve, where have you been, brother? We haven't heard from you in a while.
You know, well, I've been busy making babies.
Yeah, that's true.
Congratulations.
Yeah, good
When's
stuff,
the little one due?
Anytime.
Oh, how exciting. Do you know if you're having a boy or a girl?
Yeah, a little baby boy.
Oh, congratulations.
Have you picked a name yet, Steve?
We have, yes. Jamie, whose name will be.
Oh, nice.
Jamie.
Love that.
Good job,
like
man.
Jamie.
Congratulations.
All right, question number one for you. Come on, we need, well, just one really, isn't it?
Yeah, one right, and you've got this.
So,
should I string it out to the last question?
No, probably not.
You can.
You can if you want. It's up to you. Question number one for you. How many kids does Angelina Jolie have? Is it A14, B6, or C10?
Six.
You got it.
That is correct.
Well
which
done.
Means you're a winner.
Yeah. Mama
piece.
As I got.
Oh, good stuff, man. I hope it all goes well. Enjoy the voucher. Thank you very much.
Now, guys, up next, we've got to talk about a horse that's for sale. Look, I know we don't normally do buy, swap, and trade on the show. This is a very expensive horse, though. And it's due to one part of its body is extra large.
Ooh.
Extra large.
Extra large. So the way you say it makes me really wonder.
Hey, Jade, can you give the first horse of 2021?
Oh. Come on, Jade.
All right.
There's a horse story.
Okay, all right, ready? Ready?
Yep.
Thank you.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We've got a story about a horse for sale right now, Crevo.
Normally we don't do stuff for sale on the radio, but this is unbelievable, right? This horse, it's a racehorse, wasn't doing so well, had like 15 starts, which is like a fairly modest amount. You know, no real wins or anything, but they're putting it up for auction because the owners believe that it may sell really well because it is super well endowed.
Ooh.
Right? And apparently it's got giant testicles as well.
So in the horsing world, like what benefit does having, you know, a largely endowed horse
have? I mean, I am not really sure, but I'm thinking because it is a racehorse, maybe they're wanting it for some sort of breeding purposes. Look, they're saying that the abnormally large testicles would normally have been deemed cause for restriction, but in this case may actually be cause for a good sale price.
Maybe that's why he couldn't run fast.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe they were sort of getting
in
the way.
A couple of big weights weighing your back. I mean,
well,
you know
like jockeys have to be super lightweight. Like, they often only eat minted peas or something for the month before a big race.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess the extra weight was weighing it down. I'm not really sure.
So how much is it going for?
Look, they have said that around the... They're hoping for $300,000+.
Whoa! You know what bothers me is that the thing is, don't normally the price of horses for breeding, no matter, you know, what they're used for, don't they have to perform to be worth that much?
Well, you'd think so, but apparently, because 15 starts is not nothing, right? So, obviously, they saw a lot of promise in this horse.
Yeah.
And, you know, it probably has fairly good racing chops, but... to have no big wins like that is a bit of a worry. Like, if you were hoping to make a lot of money out of this horse in the long run.
Mm.
So, I don't know if somebody bought it for the novelty value or just to say you've got with the biggest bits in the game.
Can you just describe a piece of fruit for the size of the testes?
It doesn't have a picture.
Oh, okay.
You just have to
imagine. I've just Googled it.
All right.
What did you Google to find the pictures you're looking at?
Let's just say
there,
the
Maddie?
Fruit is low hanging.
Oh, okay.
Like real low?
Real low hanging. I mean, I'm guessing maybe like the size of a pickleball, Jade.
Really? Oh,
like a tennis ball size? Two?
Two of them.
That's big. I mean, two tennis ball size
hanging around
there. That's got to, you know,
weigh something.
You are right, because I've just Googled it too.
Surprisingly big, isn't it?
Surprisingly big, but just saying, you know what? They actually look like those cars. You only see guys with utes and they have the testicles off the back
hanging
of the
off the back of the ute.
That's what horses.
That's the vibe.
You know what? This is why, guys, I delete the browsing history at the end of each shift, because the next person that comes in after us must think, wow,
what are these people looking at?
Googling horse testicles.
Hey, it's part of our job so that we have thorough research for this very informative show.
How do we get paid for this?
That's a great question.
Come to work and Google large horse testes. Wow.
Our manager's
we've made it,
that.
Guys.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the
world go? Hey, guys, before we get into this next story, I'm so worried because in our group Facebook chat last night, I woke up this morning to a multitude of messages from Jade with pictures of tattoos. Of course, she won the competition to pick my tattoo that I don't get a say in for our competition Just Tattoo Us. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4 phallus-based tattoos that you've sent through. So I'm very worried.
You should be.
Wow, they are something else.
I did not. Get. You know what? Of all the tattoos in the world, if you threw them, like showed me a bunch of them, I would never have picked those as the ones you would pick for Maddie.
You know what? You know what, Jade? If you get me any of these, our friendship is over.
Really?
Just letting you know.
Aww.
I thought there was no strings attached.
Oh, when you.
Yeah.
Not,
what happened to that?
There's a
I'm
line.
I'm living like carpe diem, you said.
There's a line. Hey, guys, up next, speaking of you, Jade, Crevo, on the weekend, Jade and I went out for a couple of drinks.
Oh, nice.
Which was nice.
Yeah.
You were invited, but you've been saying no lately, so
yeah,
you just stop inviting
stuff
you.
Yeah,
you know?
Going on.
Yeah, money to make. Jade and I went out to the Blind Monk, and there she is. I got the shock of my life. At the end of the night, she pulls out this really fancy silver cigarette container.
Mm-hmm. Like a case.
She pulls out a cigarette and lights it up. I was in
shock. You're a smoker, Jade.
You are a secret smoker.
I just had one.
Strawberry cigarettes from Japan.
You couldn't get a more Jade thing than that.
But I had no idea that you were smoking on the regular, Jade.
No, I don't. That,
well, your husband, I said,
now
stop. Let me present the evidence.
Right,
I said to
okay.
your husband, who was also standing there, I was like, oh, my God, are you okay with Jade smoking? He goes, yeah, like, you know, she does all the time. Like, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's shocking.
So how long has this been going on?
Not long. I think we're all being a bit dramatic. But, to be honest, I just like the idea of having the case and just having some fancy cigarettes. Because they're only slims. If I ever feel like one when I'm out.
Don't smoke if you don't smoke. It's very bad.
Terrible.
Oh, it is.
It's
but
awful.
You know, it, like how sometimes you just want to, like, just have one?
No. Not for me, but hey.
Crevo's got virgin lungs.
Yeah.
Do you?
Clean lungs.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, what we thought we'd do this morning, 13:10:09, who'd you catch smoking that you may have been surprised at catching them, sparking up?
This.
Or were you caught? We'll take your school, high school stories as well. Like the awkward times when you were caught smoking, because people judge you very harshly. Mm. If they don't think you're a smoker and they catch you smoking,
they discover you.
They are in total disgust
it's
most
more
of the time.
The parents, like when they just discover their kids are doing it, I reckon. That's when they fly off the handle.
I have friends that are smokers.
Terrible.
In their late 20s, early 30s, who still don't tell their parents that they smoke.
Really?
Which I find bizarre. Just get over it. Just tell them.
How do you keep that hidden?
Anyway.
New FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
13:10:09 this morning, we're asking you, who'd you catch smoking after Jade was caught smoking a strawberry cigarette on the weekend, which totally shocked and floored me.
I knew you liked
to sniff my packet sometimes. You have this weird fascination at sniffing unlit cigarettes.
Yeah, I love
Didn't know
smell.
You're secretly smoking though, Jade.
I'm not secretly
Gotta quit,
smoking. Not off. All right, mister, 10 packs a week. All I wanted was just to enjoy one. Sometimes it's nice to have just to socialise sometimes.
Kids, don't smoke.
It's never good.
It's never good, but I'm far from it. That's the first one I've had in like 3 years.
Of course, one of the... I feel like that's a lie. I feel like I've had one with you before.
Maybe.
Within two. Proof is in the pudding.
Ah.
Of course, one of the most famous... smokers that were caught by their wives was, of course, the former president of the United States, Barack Obama.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Who admitted in his memoir that he was smoking up to 9 cigarettes a day in the White House.
That's why he aged so much, probably.
Do you think?
In his presidency.
Or maybe just having the hardest job in the world.
Well, that too, but smoking adds to it.
Do you reckon he was... can you smoke inside the White House if you're the president?
Yeah, do you think he's got his feet up on the desk? Just
like,
do you
still have to go out to the smokers area?
No, I think...
Even if you're the president.
He can do what he wants, I reckon.
He just signs an executive order.
Yeah, the president can smoke inside. Get over it.
Yeah, no, it's no good. It is, and people do frown upon it. I need to get rid of it. It's holding me back in life.
Yeah, you reckon? What do you do?
They're so expensive.
What does it cost a week for you? Is it 2 packs? Are you on 2 packs a week?
Sometimes 3.
So
but like the
car.
Third packet, shut up. The third packet, I get the cheap ones. Like
right.
If I buy a third, I'm like, I'll get the dirty, like filthy $25 cigarettes just to like make me feel shit. To remind me how bad they are.
Less.
In all fairness, that one that I had was from 2015. I bought it.
Do they expire?
I don't think
so. Yes, they do. That must have been horrible.
No, it was nice. It got it from Japan where they have like different flavours. You can get like blueberry flavours.
Well, they banned those in this country for good reason.
Obviously.
You know, don't smoke, kids.
Yeah,
terrible.
It is really bad.
Terrible thing.
Everyone who smokes wants to quit.
Yeah, it's true, because it just empties your pockets and makes you unhealthy.
Aww.
And you can't walk upstairs the same way ever.
At any pace.
No. Oh, 2 steps. Hey, Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the goss?
Yeah, J-Lo, I don't think she's ever smoked. She's defending her look after fans attack her on Instagram. Also, too, people aren't happy with Tony Perrin on I'm a Celeb. I don't know if you're watching this, but she's being a massive whinger and it's really getting people offside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I haven't watched it for a few nights.
I'll
I can't wait to hear
audio,
this.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
New FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, Jackson, I'm so looking forward to finding out about the scandal surrounding Tony Perrin.
Yeah, I'm also looking forward to finding out who Tony Perrin is.
Yeah.
So she's on I'm a Celebrity, right? If you don't know, she used to host Funniest Home Videos. So
Jaden Crevo had no idea who Tony Perrin
was.
Even though we did a story last week on
her. I knew that. I knew that,
but I didn't know she was on a TV show. I've never seen
E Street.
I've never seen it.
Never seen that either.
All right, so she's on I'm a Celeb, and the two boys from Gogglebox, Adam and Simon, joined. They were like the intruders.
Okay.
And she had a massive, massive meltdown.
We're all exhausted. We're depleted. We haven't been eating properly. We're empty. You know, the only thing that's filling us is each other. You know, it's kind of, you've already got your thing. We've got our thing.
This is my worst nightmare.
We've got these two new people that haven't lived it like we've lived it.
This went on for the full episode. People are calling for her eviction. But something that I find very interesting is her relationship with Colin Fastenage. Now, I'm pretty sure these two are married, but they're very cuddly, like laying in bed with each other, to the point where one contestant said this.
This is gorgeous. This is turning into Love Island.
No, it's not. She needs a hug.
Oh, Tony, I didn't realize.
Yeah, oh my God.
Anyway, it'll be interesting to see how long she lasts.
It really is, though, because obviously there's that whole drama with Ash Williams and Ali Simpson. He was, like, sort of making out with what's her name from The Bachelor? I've had a blank.
Abby Chatfield.
And Abby Chatfield from The Bachelor are getting all cuddly. And then Ali Simpson, Cody Simpson's sister, comes in a day after and he ditches Abby
and goes into the bed with
Ali.
I've just did a quick Google. Apparently, Colin Fastenage and Jane Hyland have been happily married for 15 years.
Yeah. Maybe not so happily
so
now.
Tony's maybe going to be a homewrecker.
Or maybe Colin Fastenich and his wife is into that sort of thing, just don't really care.
Maybe.
Swinging doors. Where are those car keys, Creamo?
So, speaking of Ash Williams, they're saying that he could be the next Bachelor.
Yeah, but
what
I don't know.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, he's going through those legal issues at the moment for a sexting scandal.
Oh.
So, who knows? We'll see how that plays out.
Surely that's got to be a no,
but
then.
Do you know what? The I'm a Celeb cast, I think that after this one, they just need to give it a bit of a break because I don't know who half of these people are. Well, like, they're background, very background people.
So, I would say to that, is the UK version, which is, like, what it's based on, so successful, number one show in the UK for over a decade, they use similar sort of celebs. So, I mean, you know, it's rating so well.
Yeah, that's true. I just want Marsha Brady back. I mean, I'll forgive it this year because obviously COVID and the borders shut. You have to take what you can get. That's true. I mean, these people are going to jump at $5, aren't they? They're starving for a cheeseburger. moving on to someone who's not starving for a cheeseburger, J-Lo. So she's jumping on the beauty trend, getting her own line out there, and she's testing her face masks on Instagram, which I just love watching. It's so fascinatingly boring. But this is some audio of her doing it.
Oh, my God. This is the best mask that I've ever tried. This is going to be the top selling mask in the world. It's just beautiful. Leave it on for 20 minutes and 10 years. I feel like it took 10 years off my face.
As if she's going to get on there and say it's absolutely
I'm going to say, like, that sounds exactly like the chat of somebody who wants to sell a lot of masks, and it wouldn't matter if it felt like there was chili paste being smeared all over her face. She's going to say it feels like the best.
It sounds like ASMR that you'd find on OnlyFans for $10.99 a month. So anyway, someone said in the comments, LOL, just my face for $500... dollars. I could also get as many Botox and fillers. This person's a terrible speller. And tons of it. It's all good though, hun. Just saying. So she's come out and slapped back. She said, I don't have Botox for the 5 millionth time. No surgery. Just good genes. Just saying.
You know what? I'm getting Gwyneth Paltrow vibes.
From J-Lo.
What is she doing? Don't sell face masks.
You know, she doesn't need to either. She's got $400 million. I just Googled it.
But she can absolutely double that $400 million because everybody out there believes that those face masks are going to make you look like Jennifer Lopez at 51 years of age.
So true. She's stunning.
Yeah, but Crevo's a millionaire and he's still selling things from Facebook.
Well, that is good. That is a good point,
actually. You've got to be an actual millionaire for that to be true.
Show us your bank account.
New FM.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Don't speak so soon, Jay. You never know around here.
I always say, like, if you can get back in the building in a new year, great signs.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go?
So, great story I was reading yesterday about this guy who is eating dinner at this lovely beachside seafood restaurant, right? So, quite expensive because you're paying for the view, you're paying for the atmosphere, all that stuff.
Of course.
But, you know, often worth it. Anyway, he has a big, big slapdash meal, you know, bit lobsters, the whole box and dice. And then they go, like, he's sort of waiting around a bit, and then they go to give him, like, the check to, you know, get the payment.
Cough up.
And they realise he's disappeared, and they think, how could he have escaped through the front door? We've got someone there, you know, making sure, you know, keeping an eye on things. He had jumped off the balcony into the ocean and swam away.
No.
Some would say the ultimate dine and dash. Or dine and splash.
Dine, dive, and dash.
Yeah, exactly.
That's commitment to a meal.
I know, right? Like, so what I thought we could do, 13 10 09, we're looking for dine and dash stories. So what I'm sort of looking for here is probably people that work in hospitality.
Yeah.
Like, or maybe used to or whatever, and you'd seen or witnessed dine and dash. Because I've never seen it in my life.
There's no dirtier thing to do.
No.
I have seen it before.
Have you?
Yeah, like I used to live in Bondi.
Yeah.
And obviously the main street of Bondi opposite the beach is just lined with cafes. And yeah. I used to go to this one cafe all the time. I loved it. And it would happen there all the time because you've got a lot of backpackers with no money. So they'll, you know, fill their tummies up and then
straight out
the door. See, now in the days of CCTV, like, I think it's harder for people to dine and dash, or people may be more afraid, but crime always happens.
I couldn't do it. I could not run on a full stomach. Like, Maddie and
that's
I...
That's your main issue? The fact that it's immoral?
No, Maddie and I ate lunch yesterday, and I had to lie down after my meal. I kid you not, on the seat, because I was so full. Good luck to anyone who thinks they can dine and dash.
Sprint.
I reckon you've done it before.
I haven't. I swear to God.
Big night out on the Sunshine Coast at the kebab shop.
Never.
Girl, gotta go.
Yes. Let's go, girls.
Heels in hands.
13 10 09. Have you ever witnessed a dine and dash? I'd love to hear the stories.
If you've done it, no judgment.
Yeah,
come on the
you
show.
You can be anonymous.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We are after your dine and dash story.
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
Great audio there, of course, from the guy who got arrested for keep dining and dashing continuously. But this is all after this guy basically at a seafood restaurant at the end of the meal jumped into the water to avoid being caught on his dine and dash.
I think he should get that meal for free for thinking so out of the box and creatively. You know what? If you're willing to jump off a balcony for your meal, you deserve it.
I don't like dine and dashes, but hey, this is what we're after.
We do it at your house all the time.
Well,
fine dining. See ya.
I've never even witnessed it, though. I'd love to see it one day. Just for entertainment,
funny.
You know? So that's what we're after.
All right, Taylor, how are you?
Oh, great, thank you.
So tell us about your dine and dash story.
Well, I didn't do it because I would never.
Is that code for you actually, dude?
But my family own a cafe, and we are placed across the road from a courthouse, and sometimes unsavory humans come in and don't pay for their coffee, and then they leave again.
For their coffee?
Oh. Yeah. I mean, look, it's not a lot, but it's still, you know, it's a business, and it's just like, you know, morals and...
It's
but, yeah.
annoying. So tell Taylor, so... Yeah. You know, a man comes in, right?
Mm-hmm.
He gets a nice piccolo latte.
Yeah.
You know, he sits down, he drinks the table water, you wait on him, you bring it out.
Yeah.
He runs off. Are you calling the cops?
Well, probably not, because it's sort of not really worth it. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's a coffee. If it was a meal, maybe, but there's just no point, really.
Do you have, like, a wall of shame with all of the, like, CCTV footage photos?
I've pressed Mum for that, but she's just like, no, I could never do that to people. I'm just like, come on.
They're the ones stealing from you.
It's karma, Mum.
Yeah, the cheap shops do it. Why can't we do it?
Yeah, I know. I remember there was this, like, pizza restaurant I used to go to years ago when I lived elsewhere, and they had this, they had, like, a full wall. Like, with, like, mugshot-style photos, they'd zoom in on the face.
Yeah.
And they're like, serve none of these people. Obviously fed up.
Oh, thanks for your call, Taylor.
Thank you, Taylor.
Love that. That was a great story.
All right. Next call this morning.
Jesse.
Let's go to Jesse. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, tell us about your dine and dash story, Jesse. Was it you?
No, it definitely wasn't me.
Yeah, what happened?
So it was about 2 years ago. It was my best friend's 18th birthday, and we all sat down and had a beautiful dinner and drinks and whatnot. And long story short, by the time it got to the end where everyone had to pay for their bit, because, you know, it's like one of those places where you don't pay the bill to the end. Well, like, everyone had paid their bit, and then there was this one girl, and we couldn't find her anywhere, so she bolted, and my friend, who, it was her birthday, she had was stuck paying her food and drink.
Her share.
No. All right, what kind of restaurant was it? Was it a real fancy restaurant, or like a, you know, Hog's Breath style place?
Hog's Breath.
Okay. Yeah, they do that. You all pay at the end. You line up like a bunch of sheep.
Can yeah. I ask, are you still friends with this girl?
Definitely.
That's all right.
Hang on.
Not the one that dashed, but I'm still friends with the girl.
The birthday girl.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, yeah. But yeah. The dasher, yep. She lost it. Yeah, good.
If you had to put a dollar amount on the meal, what do you think it would have been, Jesse? Like $40 or something?
Yeah, $30, $40.
You know what? Still a good friend. She thought, I can't miss a birthday.
That's not what to go.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
Who brought you lunch yesterday, please?
I bought you your giant pint of Nectar Bomb. Yeah.
Thanks, Jesse. I love that story.
Great one.
Coming up next is A Love It or Loathe It, Jade.
Yes, and this one's a little bit interesting. It's to do with clothing and certain slogans.
Very good. It's New FM, 18 past 7. It's coming up next. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Love it or loathe it.
And just say before we move on, I'm filthy at Jade. She literally just sprayed hand sanitizer right in my eye. Thank you for that. What were you doing?
No, it was pretending.
Anyway, let's tune. It's not fit for this time of day.
Not suitable. Yeah. But anyway, we're playing Love It or Loathe It. If you've never heard this before, basically, I'm getting Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. Today, it is wearing T-shirts with slogans.
Love it or loathe it. I loathe it.
I'm going to say love it. If it's a good slogan, wear it.
Well, Crevo.
I'm putting that out as a slogan.
Well, you're known for it. You wear your own merch, Millionaire Mark.
That's right. And
nothing lamer than a shirt with a slogan. You think, mate, you're a loser.
Do you?
Yeah. Do you know what? Very lame. Like, you've got the rest of your life to get crappy T-shirts from your kids in your 40s that have slogans on them. Don't wear them now.
Is it because you just don't have a slogan, own slogan or your own merch, Maddie?
I don't think I would like either, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I know that's a hard thing to fathom for you, Jade. I don't like having my own face on things.
But it's such a beautiful mug.
Yeah, no. Mugshot. No good. I'll be right. Thank you.
Well, we have a surprise for you, Manny. So you're going to regret that you said those words, because one of our listeners actually dropped you off your own surprise slogan.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
I don't know if it's a shirt or not. Producer Jackson's just walked in with two packages.
Well, now I feel like a dog, don't I?
Let's see what they say. I'm looking forward to this.
So he's opening it up, the package. And you've got a T-shirt with a giant red P on it.
You're a driver.
So big thanks to Nathan, one of our listeners. He's a great guy. And he's actually gotten Maddie his very own T-shirt with a P Plater slogan on it.
Let's see. Now, Nathan,
if you really knew me, you'd know that I wear black, not white. No, I'm joking. I very appreciate it.
No, this is very cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Wow, there you go.
Because if you missed it last year, if you're new to the show, for a long time, Maddie wasn't allowed to drive.
Yeah.
Just because he didn't have a license. But last year, end of the year, you got it.
Yeah.
Achieving one of your big dreams.
We're so proud of you. And this is actually really nice of Nathan.
Nathan, it's very nice. Thank you so much for getting me those. I'm not going to lie, though. They're relegated to bed shirts. I'm not wearing them.
You've got to put one on in the next few minutes, and we'll get a picture of you and put it on the Facebook page.
Perfect. Great idea.
I'll do that. Thanks, Nathan. I love a surprise dig. Isn't it great?
I think he's proud of you.
Yeah, he is.
No, look, that's very sweet. Thank you. I love that.
Ready to drive.
Nobody will let me drive their cars, by the way.
Well, you can't drive mine. it's a manual.
Well, I'm sick and tired of it. I've tried to get, like, permission to drive the work car around.
Yeah.
God, it's like asking to drive the Queen's bloody golden carriage. Well, I just won't let it happen. I'm like, I don't want to lose my skills.
We've got to check the insurance.
And then they don't check it.
Fingers crossed.
Message to the management here. Just call head office and ask the question, and then I can drive the car. They're worried that I want to take it home.
Do you?
No, but, you know, it's sitting down the back gathering cobwebs. Like, you know, at least let me drive it. I do want to take it home.
Of course you do.
The truth is revealed.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That makes the world go.
Oh, yeah, we love to play games on this show, and we're asking you,
is this the Play School morning show? We love to play games on this show,
yes. Feels like it sometimes.
There's a subtle dig if
now,
I've heard.
Now you threw me. That's it. We're playing What's My Age Again. So on 13 10 09, if you want to play... can you just explain it? It's all your fault.
So if you want to play What's My Age Again, this is what you do. You call up on 13 10 09. We ask you a series of random questions and determine your age by the answers of those questions and your voice alone.
Correct.
And we've got a bit of a competition around the team to see who's the best at guessing ages.
Yeah.
Do we have a leaderboard?
Where is it? There's too many leaderboards up here. There's like literally six pieces of A4 paper.
I know. Jade will check in for us.
Okay, so...
Jade's in charge of stuff like this because you're better at it.
Jade and Maddie, we're both on one each, and Crevo, you're on none. All right. We've got one gold star piece.
Yeah, big year though for a competition like this. Everything to play for.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Take two, Jade.
Yeah,
there
we
you go.
I think we're really good at guessing people's ages. So basically, you call up on 13 10 09. We ask you a couple of questions about yourself, and then we all have a guess at your age. And the closest to not going over to your age wins a point on our tally board. And at the moment, Maddie and I are tying on one gold star apiece.
All right, let's kick it off with Jenny this morning. Hello, Jenny.
Good morning, Groovers.
Hello. Tuesday. How are you today, Jenny?
I'm feeling fabulous my age right now.
Okay. Right, give us a clue there. A couple of questions for you, Jade. Kick it off, please.
All right. Have you ever owned an iPod?
What's an iPod?
Yep, thank you very much. Okay. Question number two, Jenny. Do you have any kids? If so, how many?
I have one.
Okay. I think you are 46.
Jade?
52.
I think you are 44, Jenny Craig.
Wow. I'll take the boys home. Jade, you can stay where you are.
What's your age?
I'm 50.
Ooh.
Oh, there's one for me.
That's one for you, Crevo. One point.
All the way to you, baby.
Boom. First point of 2021 on the board for Crevo. Thank you, Jenny.
All right.
Next call. Let's go to Brad. How are you, Brad?
Yeah, very well.
All right, mate. Yeah, here's a question for you. What kind of cereal is your favourite?
Ooh, Sultana brand.
Sultana brand. Oh. Yeah, that throws me.
Like it with a bit of sugar on it.
You know what? Like 10 years ago, I would have said, that's an old person cereal. Now it's had like a resurgence, I reckon. I reckon young people are eating it now.
It's delicious. The Sultanas.
Okay, another question for you. Do you have any pets? And if so, what pets do you have?
Yeah, I've got a Kelpie.
Kelpie.
Oh, you sound sort of youngish. You actually have a nice voice. I'm going to say...
Hey, Brad, I think your voice is turning Jade on.
Yeah.
You should see the grin on her face.
You're married, Jade.
He's away, though. He can't hear this.
Hi, Benny, on the podcast.
Look, you can look and you can listen, but you can't touch. Brad, I think you're 34.
Brad, I think you are 27.
I think you are 30.
Oh, I'm 25.
Oh, no points.
No points.
Because it's closest without going over.
Do you have a woman in your life, Brad?
I do. I'm actually engaged.
Oh, congratulations.
Well done, man.
Oh, when's the wedding?
Sorry, we don't mean to sully your relationship on the air.
2022 is the wedding.
Good luck, man. I hope it all works out for you with all COVID and the shenanigans.
Should be fine by
Jade's
then.
Becoming a celebrant. Have you found a celebrant yet, Brad?
Yeah, my partner's grandfather.
Oh, that'll be nice. Oh,
sorry, Jade.
Jade, you can't compete with that.
I can't compete with that. Thanks, Brad. Beautiful. All right, Leah.
Hey, Leah, how are you going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, doing really well. All right, first question for you. What was your first phone?
It's called a K-Type. I was
going to
say my first real phone. I used to live in Japan, and it was called a K-Type.
Okay, K-Type. Don't know what a K-Type is.
Yeah, all right. Another Jade, question. Next question.
Okay, what was your last holiday, Leah?
Where'd you go?
USA.
USA. I've got this. You go, Jade. You first.
I'm going to say 32.
I'm going to say 36.
I was going to say 36. I'm going to say 34 then.
Oh, I wish, guys. I'm 43.
Oh, I win.
Wait, who? No, Jade had the higher.
No, I had 32.
Oh, no, yeah. 36, Maddie.
Boom. Don't take my points away from me. Thank you, Leah.
Good job,
appreciate
Leah.
That. Oh, there you go, guys. Happy days.
Oh, we've got one more. Can we go to them anyway?
Yeah,
I'm having fun.
Okay.
Hey, Naomi.
Hey, Naomi.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Thanks for calling the show. So what did you get up to on the weekend?
The weekend, I worked all weekend.
All right, next question, Maddie.
Okay, another question for you, Naomi. What did you last watch on Netflix?
Oh, Lippy?
Right.
Lippy.
What's Lippy about? Lipstick?
No, Blippy with a B.
Oh, Blippy. Oh. Never heard of that.
That must be a kid's show. I reckon you're 34. Jade, next guess.
Oh, God, I'm going for 30.
Nah, you're 27.
I'm 32.
Yes, I get it.
Oh,
thanks, Naomi.
Naomi. You tickled her fancy this morning.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. I love that game. I love playing with our listeners.
Yeah, it's great. You're right. Birthday Lotto up next.
Mm-hmm.
$400 on offer today. Very simple game. Mm-hmm. All you need to play is have a birthday, basically. So
yeah.
We spit out a random month from the birthday month generator. Mm-hmm. If that's your month and we spin the birthday balls and your birthday comes out, you win the cash.
All right. Let's spin it. Here we go.
Spin that wheel, Chris. I don't know if it's a wheel or what that
is.
It's a wheel.
Yep. And it's come up July.
July, babies. If you were born in July 13, 1009, give us a call right now for Jade, Maddie and Crevo's birthday lotto. $400 up for grab.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
All you need is a birthday to play this game. The jackpot is $400 today. Jade's got her birthday balls over here. If your birthday comes out, you win the cash.
Instantly, and it's time to meet Lisa. She's from Merriweather. Her biggest fear is a car crash, and maths was a favourite subject back at school. That's an unusual one, Lisa.
Oh, it was fabulous. Studied it at uni too.
Really?
Oh, wow.
And have you turned that into a career?
Well, I'm a teacher.
Oh, okay, that's awesome.
Are you a maths
teacher?
I'm actually not. I'm a primary teacher.
Oh.
Okay. Hey, well, it's good to have teachers that are good at maths anyway.
Yeah,
that's right.
We need more people like that out there in the world, I say.
Are you just passionate about numbers, Lisa?
Oh, look, it's faded as I've got older, to be honest.
Okay. Well, at least you're honest. I love that. I failed at maths in high school. How did you guys go?
Sort of medium.
I failed maths. I actually went back and redid my year 10 maths about 4 years ago.
I'm as dumb as a doorknob with maths.
And got a pass in that. But...
Maths, I don't know.
Even
if that's Lisa's
depressing.
Bored with this.
clearly, we're not hung up on maths.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa. I'm gonna turn these balls for you right now. Here we go.
All right, spin those birthday balls, Jade.
They're spinning. Here we go. I'm going in. Choop. Okay, Lisa.
For $400.
For $400, you were born on the 10th of July.
Yes.
No, the 22nd.
And you could probably tell us the probability that you were going to get it right, but hey.
Enjoy your day, Lisa. Thank you for calling. Thanks, Heath.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
Birthday Lotto back before 9 o'clock.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Awesome. Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, well, let's hope we get it in the year 3000. 10 more years.
Well, I was in home. Can't skip over the fact that Jade thinks that the year 3000's in 10 years, can we?
This is The Novos.
New FM. Makes the
world go. Oh, my God. I'm sick of hearing about the demands from these tennis players and their spouses.
Yeah.
Piss off back home.
It's just getting ridiculous.
What do you reckon's going to happen? You're in quarantine.
Bernard
that means Tomic. You can't meet with people.
So you know, was that Bernard
Tomic? His girlfriend is complaining she doesn't have access to a hairdresser in quarantine.
No one's seeing you.
She literally said on a video, "I don't wash my own hair."
You know what? Who does that? Rich people for you, isn't it?
Mm.
She probably hasn't washed her hair in years.
And you've got old mate Novak Djokovic, like old mate bloody super spreader last year.
Yeah, like no one's for it.
Yeah, and he's whinging and complaining. How many people did he give COVID to?
All of them.
Just go home. This has really ruined the game of tennis. Like, it turns you off them.
Yeah.
And the game. Like, if that's... Who wants to watch a bunch of...
Let's not blame tennis the sport. Yeah, it's a great sport.
Well, do you know what? If that's how you turn out, if you become a pro tennis player... Not interested.
To be honest, I will.
Bad behaviour.
Agree with you on the point that it seems that tennis players so far are the biggest prima donnas of any sport. I think I've ever heard of.
There are in the defence of tennis, the entire sport. No. There are plenty of other players who are being very well behaved. Stan Wawrinka, for example, his posts have been really great, complimentary of Australia.
I know, and a lot of them aren't actually complaining.
They're just going, yeah, grateful to be here.
I know you're right.
It's the superstars of tennis, isn't it?
And I'll tell you what, Nick Kyrgios is winning a lot of fans now, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's an angel. He's
fantastic.
He's got a really good PR person now that's telling him what to say.
I have so much more respect for Nick Kyrgios now, because do you know what? These tennis players have hidden their bad behaviour.
That's right.
And put on a fake persona. At least Nick Kyrgios lived who he really was. Like, just throwing rackets, swearing. That's how they all are, it seems. So who cares?
That's what, you know what, though? The thing is, you try being a top 10 tennis player at his age. No.
Defending the indefensible.
I will, because the thing is, you know, when you're younger, you've got a temper. Nick Kyrgios.
Oh, yeah, I'm giving him a compliment.
Yeah, I love him. I'm with you. Like, I've always given him the benefit of the doubt, because I could imagine it's the mental aspect that you probably don't develop till later on in age to handle the emotions of the game.
Yeah, very true. That's a great point.
Thanks, Bernard Tomic's girlfriend's hair falls out.
Oh, no.
That's a bit full on.
That's a bit vengeance.
I just hope she looks a bit dishevelled because she doesn't know how to wash her hair.
Get off Instagram.
Just learn to... You're not the queen. Just tattoo us, guys. We're going to be... If you don't know about it, we're actually giving you and your mate the chance to pick each other's tattoos. You won't know what each other are picking for each other until it's done and it's already inked on your body. It's huge. You can register online at newfm.com.au.
The ultimate trust exercise.
Yes, but we're going to meet our first contestants after this.
Find out how
they're feeling, what they may be picking.
What's the emotion like?
Yeah, be
no hints at the tattoo, of course.
No, not a one.
Zero hints.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Just tattoo us.
That's right. You and your mate picking a tattoo for each other. But the thing is, you don't know what they're going to pick till it is inked on your body and you get to see it for the first time. And it has been so popular, this competition. We're getting so many entries come in, but it's not too late. Just go to newfm.com.au and you'll be sitting in the chair at Alien Art Tattoo there at Mayfield. Pat and the team, they're going to be busy, I guess, in tomorrow when they're going to be doing our first pair. Jared, he joins us now. Hello.
How you going?
Yeah, good, man. So it's you and your mate, I believe, who are going to be picking tattoos for each other.
That's right, yeah.
Jared, you've got to be a pretty loose unit to want to do this. How long have you known your mate, Anthony?
Well, we've been working together for a couple of years now.
A couple of years? Yeah.
Okay, that's close. What sort of brought you guys close together? Do you, share interests or you, hang out on the weekends, grab a beer? What's the friendship or the bromance like?
I just work. We work a fair bit together.
Okay.
We work in the construction industry, so...
On the tools.
Yeah, wow.
Lads on the tools.
Now, Anthony's on the phone as well. Hey, Anthony, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, going well. Now, what did you think when Jared came to you and said, hey, we want to do this competition on the radio, but get a tattoo, you won't know what it is until it's on your body. Do you trust Jared enough to pick a tattoo?
Yeah, 100%. It's all for a laugh.
And what about yourself, Anthony? You're having the responsibility to pick a tattoo for Jared. Do you think you know him well enough to get it right?
Yeah, 100%. I know him pretty well. Every day that I think about it, though, as it gets closer, I kind of come up with new ideas. So it just keeps getting better and better each day.
All right. Now, I've got a question for both of you. Jared, first of all, is this the craziest thing you've ever done? Just trying to paint a picture here of you as a person. If this isn't the craziest, what is the craziest thing you've done in life?
It's probably barely craziest.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Number one, straight up. Now,
bang.
Have you decided where on, Jared, this is a question for you, where on your body you want to get it?
On my body or anywhere, just
beside my
face.
Obviously. So, hang on, yeah, aside from the face. So that's up to Anthony. Anthony, where do you want Jared to get it?
There's a couple of places, but I think we'll just leave it for the day for a bit of a surprise for everyone.
Oh, I like this.
I reckon Anthony's going to get it on Jared's backside. I can just sense it.
So, Jared, do you have any tattoos yourself?
Yeah, I've got my arm done to me.
Okay, and Anthony, what about you?
Yeah, I've got both my arms, some of my upper body and my legs.
Okay, cool. So you're not scared of a needle. That's good.
Excellent.
No.
Oh, good stuff, boys. We can't wait to do this tomorrow.
This is awesome.
It's going to be fantastic. I, of course, am doing this as well. Jade's picking mine. Very scared. She sent me a lot of penis pictures and penis tats that she was obviously contemplating. So would you be... Is there anything that would break the friendship?
That's a good question.
Yeah, if you don't think so?
Nah. So you go into it knowing that it's going to be pretty bad, so...
Oh, that's true mateship right there. Yeah. I love to hear that.
Good stuff, boys. We'll meet you tomorrow. Alien Art Tattoo in Mayfield. We'll have the full wrap on Thursday's show. This is going to be great. Thanks,
boys. I can't believe this is all happening. So exciting. So exciting. Up next, though, now, Jade, you are known for liking to purchase stuff off Marketplace.
Yes.
I would say probably a good few hours a week you're scrolling through that thing looking for different plant pots and all sorts of other bits and pieces.
Treasure,
exactly. You also are known for having two bicycles, both of them purchased off Marketplace. I believe you've added another horse to your stable.
Yeah.
And you have another bike. We're going to talk about your bike obsession next because things are getting out of control.
Yeah, Ben's not happy.
You told him.
My husband's not happy, yeah. Well, I sort of told him.
Big money you've been spending. Big money. We'll get into it next.
It goes away. You send your guys broke. It's terrible.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hey, guys. Jade, you've done it again. I can't believe it. Your husband's away and you've spent up big time.
You love to spend cash when he's on holiday or away on business, you know.
I go a little bit rogue.
Because you've probably got a few extra hours to yourself of an evening. You know, where you're not watching watching it like a TV show together or something.
So you know what? It's not my fault.
It's his, is it? At the end of the day. Somehow.
Yeah.
Do you know what, Jade? Reveal to us now what you've purchased. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, okay. I bought a bike. I bought another bike.
Don't you have two?
I have three now in my collection.
Your collection.
Yeah, it's, and I've got
nowhere
to put them.
You can only ride one at a time.
Yeah, and I don't have a shed, so it's just a, it's,
is it on the back?
Predicament.
Do you keep it in the Zumba room, or like, what do you do with it?
One's underneath the back porch at the back.
Okay.
One's just out in the open because it's, can be, because it's a, one of those old ex-city, like share bikes. So they're made, it's made out of aluminium. And
it can be outside.
So it's a good one that, you know, it's all good. I picked that up for $20. So in all fairness, that's not,
you should be ashamed of yourself, Jade. I never used to believe you when you used to, like, tell me that you have problems when it comes to spending money, because you always used to give me advice and you'd say, oh, look, I understand.
Be careful with your money.
I know what it's like when you can overspend. Yeah. I've watched you in the last 12 months spiral out of control. With what you've purchased. I've never seen you buy this much in since I've known you.
Okay.
So think about it.
This bike, describe it. Like, did you go to a shop and bought new? No, you bought secondhand.
No,
yeah?
I still got it on Marketplace, but it's been refurbished. So it's okay. Really, really, really nice. It's beautiful green. Green's my favorite color. Like,
so
my dream
right
is to have
there.
A racing green colour, you know, like
British
green.
Racing green.
Oh, this one's more apple green, but it's gorgeous because it's my favourite colour. So I picked it up. It's sort of, you know, that old style cruiser like style.
Basket on the front. Does it have the little ribbons coming out of the handlebars?
No ribbons.
Have you ordered them yet online?
Not yet.
Do you know the ones that sort of flail in the wind?
I do. I love them. I love them.
Of course you do.
So Jade sent me through the ad for one of the bikes she's selling. So obviously she needs to sell the others.
I've got
to
sell one of my bikes. You're
going to keep two though?
Because I said, Ben, look, I'm just listing one of my bikes. He said, what did you do? I said, what do you mean? He's like, you bought another one, didn't you? And I was like, maybe.
Yeah,
but
no good.
I skimmed over it, but I am definitely selling one.
It says bike, a.k.a. trusty steed for sale. I love that Jade thinks she, because she has like a fancy title or a catchy title, she can put an extra $20 on the price.
And also my other...
$60.
The other thing I like about the ad is there's photos of the bike in like various photogenic places.
Around Newcastle.
Really not focusing on the bike. In fact, a lot of the photos, the bike is quite in the distance. Like you're using the scene to try and sell it. Like it's over next to a beautiful beach. Like there's a tiny little bike in the corner that's for sale.
I'm going to do you a favor, Jade, now, because
what?
I know you want to do this, but you'd be too modest to do this. If you are looking for a used celebrity bike,
this is your chance.
Owned by a Newcastle radio star. Green in colour.
No,
give us a
isn't
call.
It red or this something?
Oh, you're colourblind. Yeah, it's red.
It's red.
13109.
Red in colour.
Sell your bike, Jade. Off you go.
Oh, okay. Look, I'll read the ad out.
Yep.
Look,
Come on.
Mortifying, but I wrote, pick up Broadmeadow, great trusty steed to get you from A to B. It has served me well. Make an offer, known time wasters. If it's listed, it's still available. And I have written, in fair condition with some rust. Tires replaced last year, no gears and brakes, do well enough, but are due for an adjust. Can send more pictures if requested.
Now, if you
needs a bit of work.
If you do want to buy Jade's bike, 13109, she'll even deliver it to your house for free.
It does need a little bit of TLC, but it will ride you around.
What
it
bonuses goes. Come with the bike? What are you going to chuck in for our potential buyers?
If you want, you can have the milk crate, which I had designed on
Where
the back of the bike.
Where did you get the milk crate?
Picked it up from a car park in Hamilton.
And a possibly nicked milk crate.
What else is on there? What are you? Are you
does it come with two zip ties to tie it on?
Oh, look, I can throw in some zip ties.
Done deal.
Does it come with the light?
Or are you keeping that?
The light no longer works. I took that light off.
Okay, no light.
But, I bought it from Wish.
Photos may be misleading because it has the light.
I think you've got it for too much, Jade.
Look, I'm willing to $60. Negotiate the price.
How much did you pay for it?
To be honest, I'm selling it at a loss.
It's not what you pay for it. It's what you sell it for.
I actually bought it. Yeah, it doesn't matter what I paid for it, but I got a service and everything. So the brakes were done, but
$20.
I just want the bike to go to a good home. It breaks my heart letting it go.
Yeah, clearly. You're quick to get a new one, weren't you? New Sim up next in UFM. Don't forget, if you want Jade's bike, 13109. It's a one of a kind.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Wow, I can't believe this. So Jade was just chatting about selling her old bike on Marketplace. Now, you're asking for $60 for this bike. You've purchased a new one.
That's sort of the starting bid, yeah?
Mm.
So if you want to go up from there, we're happy with that. We'll take whatever offers are out there.
Well, apparently, we've had a listener call up, Jackson, that's made an offer.
Yeah, Philip, he's on line 10.
Okay. $400, Jade.
Surely not.
$400. You can't charge that much.
You're kidding me.
Good morning, Philip. How are you today?
He hung up.
Stitch up.
Oh, Jade, you already spent the money in your head.
That could be real.
I'd already spent the money in my head.
Hey, well,
he's back.
13109 if you want this bike.
I reckon that's him.
No, I reckon not.
New FM, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Jenna,
do you want to buy Jade's bike?
Yes.
Yeah, how much are you offering? Jenna doesn't want to buy Jade's bike. Yes, back to Marketplace, Jade.
I don't want to sell my... That's just...
The trusty steed. People just can't commit to it, can they?
It's very trusty.
105 commercial freeze coming up next with Jackson. Yeah. Oh, look at the disappointment, Jade. Oh. So sad.
You already had the money in your account
in
your mind.
I didn't.
She said, I need the money.
I didn't think it was real. I'm thinking, surely not.
I've got the soundtrack to everybody who calls.
You'll never see me again.
'September, you'll never see me again. That's coming up as we go 105 commercial free from 9 o'clock. The story of the girl who cried a river because she didn't get the money for a bike. Is this a theme train?
Oh my
god! What's going
on? We wouldn't be that lame.
And see ya as well coming up.
Oh, I actually love this song. Yes. It's my favourite song at the moment. Oh.
Jackson, you can't make this up.
That's my favourite thing you've ever done on this show, Jackson.
I'll go home now.
Yeah, I give you permission.
It's Newcastle's on the block of ad-free music, kicking off after 9 o'clock. Yesterday, Jade and I went surfing.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, do you have a surfboard, Maddie?
Oh, sorry, I mean boogie boarding.
Do you have a boogie board, Maddie?
1 mile beach, first time ever doing it. Let's just say things got very awkward.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And just so you know, Jade's bike is still for sale, 13109, if you'd like to make a bid and actually stick around. Jade and I went boogie boarding yesterday.
Never thought
I'd play this music on this show, but here I am. I can't believe it. First time in my life I've ever went bodyboarding.
That amazes me.
I realised yesterday saying boogie board to people, I was embarrassing myself.
It reminds you of the styrofoam ones you get as a kid.
Yeah, technically we were boogie boarding though. We weren't actually really cutting waves or anything like that.
Let me tell you, I am so uncoordinated in life and in the water too. Not a strong swimmer. /surfer/ boogie boarder. Jade lent me her husband's bodyboard yesterday. We went to 1 Mile Beach and she's there giving me lessons. I've never been more embarrassed
I'm like, hold
in
on
my entire life.
Don't be so embarrassed, sweet. Though.
No, it wasn't, because I was teaching him how to, like, duck dive the waves. So I'm like, just get on the board, Maddie. So I'm standing next to him. He's, like, lying flat on the board. I'm like, put your hands up more up here. He moves them up. And I'm like, look, here comes the wave. So I push down on the wall, like on the board.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I'm like, and when the wave comes over, it'll sort of naturally push you down and kick really hard.
You know, there's nothing more humiliating as a 30-year-old man in water up to your knees trying to boogie board. And you know when the 4 8-year-olds also boogie boarding next to us start laughing and looking, maybe this isn't a good look for me.
And I was like, Maddie, just ignore them.
Don't worry
about what anyone else is doing. Who cares?
It's, you know what though, Maddie? I take my hat off for you for having a go and trying to learn, because if you... Otherwise, you never learn. You never get a go at these things, and it's so much fun.
Like, I got a bit carried away though. Like, I was having fun. It actually,
it's
like,
really fun.
Took me back to being like 10 years old at the beach. Jade said something, and I thought, you know what? I've gone too far. She goes, "We look like a couple of kids having fun here," and I thought, yeah, gotta go.
Keep up the work and keep trying to do it. That's what I
Very
say.
Very embarrassing.
Because we were just trying to ride the whitewash, like, all the way to the shore, and then we're like, we'd get up and we'd run back out, and then we'd try and do it again.
It's a different style when you can run to the spot where you're catching the wave.
The lifesavers watching at One Mile Beach would have had the biggest laugh yesterday.
Oh, look, I just, you know what?
The beach is for everyone.
It doesn't matter what people think, though, Maddie. We were having good time.
They live stream the beach for, like, weather conditions.
Do we have the video?
I would love to see if I was captured on that.
That would
great
be amazing.
Look, if you're teaching a 4-year-old how to surf or boogie board for the first time, One Mile Beach is fantastic. Yeah. Just a very bad look when I'm doing it.
It was honestly a beautiful day out. And on our way out, we actually went to Murray's Brewery. We stopped there. We had a really nice lunch. Tell that pizza you had, Maddie. It was delicious.
Yeah, the multi-meat pizza.
The multi-meat
that
pizza.
That sounds really good.
I had the big bird burger. It was
delicious. I'm still yet to go to that place. It looks so good.
You'll really like it. It was great.
I'd love to. Do you know what? If there's actually like some sort of pro bodyboarder out there listening to this, that would like to teach me how to properly bodyboard, give us a call. I'll do it.
I'd love for you to do that. Like, that's a really cool thing to do, man.
Yeah, a bit of fun, you know. Yeah. Also, Jade's bike's still for sale. $13,109. $60 if you want it.
We're taking any type of call.
Hey, we are playing Jade, Maddie and Crevo's birthday lotto up next. $400 in the kitty today.
How good is
Very
that?
Very simple. We're about to spin the month wheel. And if you were born in this month, give us a call. $13,109.
We're looking for October babies.
Okay, if you're born in October, give us a call. 13 10 09. We'll spin the birthday balls next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, looking for October babies this morning. The kitty is sitting at $400 today. So Jade's got the birthday balls. If your birthday comes out, you win the money.
All right, we've got Michelle right now. She's a disability support worker. She's obsessed with the show Neighbours at the moment and feels like she's cheating on Home and Away. Wow.
Hey, Michelle.
What's so juicy on Neighbours at the moment?
Is just Carl cheating on Susan again?
No.
He's a dirty dog, old Carl, isn't he, Dr. Carl? No, he likes to get around. Poor Susan. She's a scorned woman. Stays loyal to her man.
You're right.
Hey, Michelle, do you want to buy Jade's bike?
Oh, stop bringing up my bike, Maddie.
Oh, look, Megan, know what? I can't ride a bike. I'm covered in osteo.
Sorry to hear that.
Well, no, sorry. Right. Well, let's win you some money. That'd be good.
That'd be
all
handy.
Right, here we go.
That'd be good.
All right, let's see if we can help you out. All right. I hope you're born on the 21st of October.
No, the 30th.
Oh, too
sorry,
bad.
Michelle. Thank you, though, for playing. Oh, well, enjoy your day.
Yeah.
Anyone else wants to buy Jade's bike?
I'm not desperate. Stop it.
God, I love winding you up. That's for squirting bloody hand sanitizer in my eye earlier. I'm happy now.
Yeah, you reckon you feel like you're even now?
You got me back.
Yeah.
Well done.
Jackson actually messaged through, serious offer here.
Yeah.
He said a guy called and he would pay $150 for the bike, but she has to give the entire amount to the Koala Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't get to keep it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah?
I'd give, for the koalas, no worries.
Anything for the koalas. Look, we'd prefer to get some in her back pocket to cover her costs.
The bike's not worth that much. So if they pay over that, well then sure, I'll give it to the charity.
Are you
going to
just give what's over what it's worth to the charity?
I'll give the lot, guys.
Hey, Jackson. Hello.
Good morning. I'll save you, Jade.
Thank you.
El King, X's and O's coming up for 105 commercial free, yeah. The Weeknd as well.
I love his hacked up face joke.
Mm.
He made out he had some really bad plastic surgery. Oh. Or joke, obviously, for the video, but
brilliant.
It was good. Maddie's about to fangirl. As I'm Ashley Simpson.
The music is fantastic.
Good, right?
It's really good. And don't forget, rate the music. Tell us how we're doing. If you're liking this vibe, newfm.com.au takes around 6 minutes, 20 songs to rate. Just by doing so, you could win one of 5 Jester's mobile car details.
Yeah, you don't need to clean your car. Let some expert do it for you at your house.
Absolutely. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Enjoy. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.